Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dolphins, 1 o'clock live Sunday right here on 96.5 WCMF. You want to watch the game?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm going to talk about it now.
What are you going to do?
I
want to go someplace where I'm going to be entertained.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because I'll be hanging out at the Bill Grace Taproom in Chi-Lai.
Plenty of parking. Awesome.
Fantastic food, delicious drink. See if I have a voice.
Lots of chuckles.
Come learn sign language with me. Sunday, 1 o'clock for this Bills-Dolphins game at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Lai with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. The Bills are 6-2. A win on Sunday, 7-2. You are sitting very, very pretty. I mean, you're a game out of the number one seed. Mm-hmm. You control your own destiny as long as you keep winning for the AFC East. You wait for the Patriots to stumble and you strike. Strike! I do it louder, but my voice hurts.
Thank God.
All you have to do is get past this Dolphins.
The Dolphins.
You got it. There are football experts who will tell you what you want to hear.
Mm.
But only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Are you ready?
Miami boy is ready. Don't worry about it.
You could not look Miami this morning.
Very Cape Cod today.
Cable knit Irish fishing sweater. Yeah. Oh, I say. Over under.
Oh, really? Oh, I should have thrown her.
No, I'm not doing your mom.
Don't drag my mother.
Over under.
Yeah.
Four quarters of football played by Tua Tagovailoa. The Dolphins are in a weird spot right now.
Mm.
Their general manager was just fired, but head coach Mike McDaniel was given the assurance.
How was he stuck it out?
They said he will be the coach for the rest of the season at least, and there are reports that there's even no guarantee he will be fired, that he could be in job save mode, that they're not blaming him. They are blaming Tua and the general manager for putting all of these characters together.
Wait, did you say Tua?
Tua, yes. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Miami has a rookie quarterback in Quinn Ewers.
Ewers.
Like a sheep.
All right.
Quinn Ewers. He has made one appearance so far this season, and that wasn't because Tua was hurt. They pulled Tua from the game.
Oh, is that when he had that disastrous game?
You got it. Ewers went 5 of 8, 53 yards when Miami was getting blown out by the Browns. Tua has also been in the doghouse with his teammates after comments he made 3 weeks ago, throwing them under the bus. Stuff he later had to go out and walk back again. Even McDaniel, the head coach, had to come out and say, yeah, he shouldn't have said that.
Okay.
So here's the thing.
What's that?
If this is happening, It's either because the Bills are blowing the Dolphins out or they want a different look, right? We're not doing the, do you think he's going to get hurt? Because especially with Tua.
You don't want to do that.
Well, I mean, that's a scary situation.
Well, he almost died.
Exactly, right? So, all right. So, does Tua play four quarters of football? Or does the Bills pass rush get to him to the point where he is ineffective? Does he throw interceptions?
So you're saying that the defense is going to be so dominant.
Yes.
They're going to chase him off the field.
I'm not saying that. I'm asking, do you?
Well, that's what it had to happen.
Yes. Does Mike McDaniel?
They have to make him look so bad.
Yeah.
Is Mike McDaniel ready to turn the page and see what he's got in this rookie quarterback? And does it happen this week against the Dolphins? Over under four quarters of football for Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, that's a big hanging it out there, buddy. It's a Waterloo donger.
I don't think it's as big as you think it is, man.
Well, that is a big decision to make to pull your guy.
It's going to happen before the end of the season.
Well, the Bills do get after him, right?
I mean, with the exception of the game he played earlier in the season.
Yeah, but it sounds like they've gone downhill since.
He doesn't have half his weapons. I mean, Tariq Hill, he's done for the season. Over under, four quarters of football played by Tua Tagovailoa.
I don't think that's a smart bet.
Really?
But I'm going to take it. Yeah, because I'd like to see that.
Well, no. I'm not asking what you want to see. I'm asking, is it going to happen?
Oh, it's going to happen.
All right.
Because I want to see it.
Joey Bosa limited this week.
Well, he's got the wrist, yeah. I mean, look, we're going to talk about it later. There are a bunch of Bills that could miss this game on Sunday.
And some of these younger guys got to step up.
But here's the thing. When it comes to defensive linemen specifically, Kimmy, they had to go sign guys off the street because they did not have enough bodies, not talented players, human beings, to field a defensive line of Monday morning. Mm. So to be clear, you are under four quarters of football.
He's out.
For Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua, sit your ass down.
No.
Yeah, I say.
Okay.
In my Palm Beach cable net sweater coming down from Cape Cod. Yeah, he's done.
Our second pick for Tommy this morning, over under.
Yeah. No, I'm enjoying this.
75 yards receiving for Bills tight end, Dalton Kincaid.
Well, he's been the man.
Well, look, we wanted a breakout season, and we got one.
Yeah. Right?
Kid's been on fire. He has been the main weapon for Josh through the air when he is in the game. And if you need a big play, odds are it's coming into the hands of Dalton Kincaid. When he is on the field, he has been pretty consistent with it.
Guaranteed.
He is leading the team in touchdown catches with four. In his last three games, he has gone over 100 yards receiving twice. But those are the only two games he's gone over 75 yards receiving this season. So he's done it two times in eight games.
But you're telling me the Dolphins are like a disaster. Nobody wants to be there. Everybody's pissed off.
Yeah, the Dolphins' defensive backfield.
They ain't trying.
The Dolphins' defensive backfield specifically is really, really,
horrible.
Really bad.
Horrible.
In the first game against Miami, Dalton Kincaid went for 66 yards receiving and a touchdown. Josh Palmer coming back, if he plays on Sunday, could throw a wrench in his production.
Yeah,
if that
but he's
happens.
Just coming back, man.
Okay.
Dalton's fired up.
Over under 75 yards receiving for Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid.
Take that all day. He's the man. He's your guy.
He has been.
Number one.
I would say like the tight end position has been your guy. I mean, those other guys have been factors, Dawson Knox and Jackson Hawes. They've had some big plays.
Yeah, I mean, look, last week, Josh threw for 270-something yards. Over half of those yardage were caught by Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox.
Yeah. So he trusts Dalton.
So you know, it seems like he may be the one guy that he does, like, implicitly.
That's his go-to guy.
Yeah, like, I trust you. You're coming down
with
this
ball. That's easy, man.
All right, but,
that's easy money, baby.
The Bills could also decide.
Thank it.
The Bills could also decide to keep the ball on the ground. I do want to say
this. Yeah, but you said Cook's out.
Kay Adams, who is a sports reporter, James Cook was on the show yesterday, said he's playing. Now, we don't know if that's true, but Cook says, I'm good to go. I will play on Sunday. So that could factor into it, too.
But maybe you rest him knowing you're playing this jump-ass Dolphin team. It ain't no good.
Jump-ass Dolphin team.
That ain't no good.
So to be clear,
you
are over 75 yards receiving for Dalton Kincaid.
He's going to put on a show. Okay. A Miami show, baby.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tommy tells it like it is. South Beach edition. He is under 4 quarters of football played by Tua Tagovailoa. He is over 75 yards receiving for Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid. Are you ready for your third pick?
Yeah, sure.
Over under.
Yeah.
2.5 sacks for this Bills defense on Sunday.
Well, if I take that Tua's going to be chased off the field by the fourth quarter, I'm guessing they're going to be running his ass down into the ground.
Not necessarily. He could be throwing the ball too fast because he didn't take a sack in the first game. I want you to know that.
I know, but he's taken a lot of brutal hits.
He has been
This kid has been like half brain sour for two seasons.
Okay. Since that horrific injury with the
Jazz hands
a couple of years ago, which was terrifying,
the kid hasn't bounced back.
No, he has taken much fewer sacks. How do you say that?
He's taking less sacks.
Thank you.
He's being more cautious with the ball.
No, he's actually getting the ball out faster. Which
that's
is
what I wanted to say.
An increase in interceptions.
Why didn't you just say that in the first place?
No, well, what are you talking about?
You put it on me for.
I don't know how to say words right now. All right, against the Chiefs. We got the defensive line we all dream of. They beat the hell out of Mahomes. They sacked him three times.
They got to him.
And that's a quarterback who knows how to get out of the way. Like you said, you're right.
He's elusive.
Traditionally, Tua is not that guy. But even not factoring in that first Bills games, the Dolphins this year have been pretty good at avoiding sacks. In 9 games, they've only allowed 20. That is just over two sacks per game.
All right. So what are you asking me?
Well, okay. It's like we just said. There are a lot of injuries on the defensive line.
All right.
Michael Hoyt out for the season.
Hoyt's out.
Bosa may not go because of a wrist. Boa, whatever. Ed Oliver is out until the Super Bowl.
Yep,
right? Yep, You've got other defensive linemen that are hurt. They are signing guys off the street.
But these guys got to step up, man. Okay, you want to play or not? Right. You want to be a millionaire?
Hey,
you want to get a pretty wife? Start playing better.
You can get pressure on the quarterback, alter the throw, and not sack him.
Yeah, I know that. But you know these guys are hungry for a sackola.
They didn't sack him once with everybody healthy in that first Dolphins game.
Yeah, but now they're in rough shape.
Over under 2.5 sacks for this Bills D on Sunday.
Yeah, they can get to this kid.
I don't like this one. I'm telling you right now, I don't like over on this.
I like it even more. I say they get it to him 3 times, easy.
So
maybe even more.
So when Danger and Ryan come in here and they drop some stat as to why this is not going to happen,
you didn't tell me.
I don't want to hear. I'm telling you right now, I do not like the over.
I think your brother's going to be on my side.
Okay. Again, that doesn't help. All right, the Dolphins are not a good team, but what I am about to tell you is a straight-up slap in their face.
But it's in turmoil.
It's in huge turmoil right now. The Bills are 9.5-point favorites.
Dang.
On the road.
Well, after that Kansas City game, they have to be.
Vegas believes this Bills team is almost 2 touchdowns better than the Dolphins on a neutral field.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, keep in mind how close the game was in the first matchup. It was a 10-point win, but it took that weird-ass interception by Bernard to close it out. Divisional games can get crazy, especially on the road. And even with all the inner turmoil and guys not being traded from Miami who thought they were going to be in the anger, this is a desperate Dolphins team with literally nothing to lose. And when you have an offensive mind like Mike McDaniels, right, with nothing to lose, they could go for it on every fourth down. You could see 5, Kimmy, pitch passes, right? Mm.
But they don't want to be there. That's the difference.
Okay.
They're not happy. I understand a desperate team who want to win. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like these guys have checked out and went the hell out of there. That's not good.
All right.
That ain't good, baby.
So in that case,
they're going to slaughter them.
Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 10 or more points?
Oh, so you're asking me then, what?
Do the Bills win?
Can I not get comfortable in my chair for
that? Do the Bills win?
The Bills win.
And if so, is it by 10 or more points?
I think the Bills win.
Okay.
But you're asking me, are we going beyond bleh?
Well, no, because...
No. Beyond 10 points.
For them to cover, Kimmy.
Yeah. It'd be bleh.
Yeah.
So automatic cover is a blowout.
Yeah, you have to bloom out to cover.
I'm going to take the... I think they're going to cover, which would make it an automatic blowout.
Right? Yeah.
Automatic.
Blowout. All right.
Okay, I was waiting for something else.
Blowout.
No, he's very disappointed.
It's going to be a Miami...
All right.
Bice blowout. Crockett and Tubbs blowout.
Doesn't feel the same. Right,
a Don it. Shula coming down from the heavens.
I didn't want to force it, but...
His tears will be raining down on the field.
See what you did.
It does feel better.
Blowout.
It didn't feel complete before.
To recap, Tommy is under four quarters of football played by Tua Tagovailoa. He is over 75 yards receiving for Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid. He is over 2.5 sacks with his Bills defense. He has the Dolphins losing. He has the Bills beating them by 10 points. We will have those picks recapped.
Okay.
Joining us just after 9 o'clock from our good friend from 95.7 The Fan, the sports bar, 3 to 6 every weekday, Mike Danger will be here. And making his triumphant return to the break room this morning. We don't know what he will be. He was Miami Vice last time.
And we know if he's a fish, that's not good.
Yeah, because...
no animal.
Yeah, Bills break room fans have figured out that when Ryan dresses
as an
animal...
he would be a great fat flamingo.
A fat mingo?
How funny would that be? Big pink Ryan.
Well, no, he can't stand on one leg.
Oh, yeah.
It'll buckle under the weight. So, yeah, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy?
Yeah, will be here.
Not so fast, buddy. You know, Miami's got a lot of problems right now.
Is it
a lot
team?
Of problems.
Yeah?
Just Miami in general?
Miami in general. Oh. Goddamn coach of the Heat. House burned to the ground as he's driving up to the house.
That happened. It's bad.
They're not happy down there with these people. It's getting ugly.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a bonus pick.
I know.
I think
he's desperately swinging right now.
I think Dan Marino
shut up.
is going to go over and set the head coach's house on fire.
You're an idiot.
Dan Marino.
Why do you even bother with this anymore?
Hall of Famer. Good looking as he is going to set the coach's house on fire. Make a statement. He's going to throw a Molotov cocktail.
All right. So to be clear.
To be clear. Dan Marino.
The Dolphins will perform so poorly. That
Dan Marino, who's a Hall of Famer.
Will commit arson at the home of Mike McDaniel, head coach of the...
Send a little message.
After the game.
You know, he's Italian.
Oh, he's got a temper, too. If you go watch some YouTube videos of Dan Marino.
He's got a scary-ass temper. That dude snaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now give him a Coca-Cola bottle full of gasoline.
Okay.
And a rag. And a Miami rag. Throw it right in.
All right. There it
Burn
is.
Burn the house. Though.
There it is again.
There you go. You heard it here first, folks. Breaking news.
Mike Danger, Ryan Duffy, live after 9 o'clock, recapping those picks here on a Football Friday on CMF.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.